We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 477, article The Acting Mind. You could ask questions via Cup TV. Selected questions will be aired. So again, that's Kabbalah for the Student 477, The Acting Mind. Every person is obliged to attain the root of his soul. This means that an aspired for a purpose of the created being is dvikut, adhesion with his qualities, as he is merciful, etc. Meaning, either to achieve the root of one's soul, or to come to adhesion with the Creator, or to correct oneself till the one's final correction, or to fulfill one's soul with the light of Ein Sof. It's all one and the same. Only that in different other forms, different other manners, but we're talking about the same state. Times on behalf of the lights, at times on behalf of the vessels, sometimes in direction towards this, ascension throughout the degrees, but the state is one, and its expression is in different words and expressions, many words and expressions, different. As he is merciful, etc. His qualities are the holy sefirot, and this is that. This means that the adhesion, as it says, how can one cleave on to him according to his qualities? As he is merciful also, are you? Meaning that we are in the opposite matter to the Creator. He is the will to bestow, we are the will to receive. We can give our will to receive a form of in order to bestow, the form of bestowal. And then, according to our external form, we become adhered. To his form. And it doesn't matter that on the inside we have the will to receive. If this will to receive takes the form of bestowal, it's truly like the bestower. And then we're adhered. And there are many questions then of what does it mean, adhesion, incorporation in one another till we lose ourselves? Of course not. The will to receive that remains in us helps us in order not to lose ourselves. We do not disappear. We remain existing in full validity with our will to receive. And alongside with it are cleaved on to the Creator, our essence, our independence remains, and therefore a person, he becomes similar, equal to the Creator, like, say, two partners who are equal. And the adhesion is only in the external form, to a person where he is in the intentions in order to bestow, and also on behalf of the Creator in order to bestow. This adhesion is achieved by us in equivalence of qualities, measures. These measures, they're introduced to us on behalf of the Creator as the first nine, and we realize them in our will to receive that is called the ten sefirot. These ten sefirot are the desire to receive in a creature that gets the form of bestowal that the Creator introduces before us. And then these ten desires, they become sefirot. They shine, since the will to receive appears in them. Sorry, the will to bestow appears in them. And it means shining. There are no ten sefirot within the creature.
מורגשים, עשר ספירות האלו מורגשים, או שכמוצגים מצד...
These ten spherot are either felt on behalf of the Creator, or the creature realizes them on behalf of himself. So these ten spherot are the means. They are the connector. They're the connector, the connecting part between the Malchut and the Keter, between man and the Creator. And when a person, by his actions, he reaches that the Malchut and its bestowal rises to the Keter, it means that he has reached the root of his soul. And along the way, when a person undergoes his whole ascension, meaning his coming to the bestowal, to bestow like the Keter, all that he undergoes are called the degrees of the worlds. Yes. And this is the acting mind that guides his world and by which it allots them his benevolence and abundance. But we must understand why this is called Dvekut with the Creator, as it seems to be mere study. I shall explain it with an allegory. In every act in the world, the mind of its operator remains in that act. In a table, one can attain the carpenter's dexterity and deftness in his craft. Whether great or small, this is so because while working, he built it according to his mind, the qualities of his mind, and one who observes this action considers the mind imprinted in it. During this act, he is attached to the mind that performed it. That is, they actually unite. This is so because, in fact, there is no distance and cessation between the spirituals, meaning that if I discover within me the action of the Creator, that it's compared to the carpenter who has prepared this table, and on my behalf wish to achieve to come to this form, and through this form to come to know his actions in matter, in the wood, or my matter. And through this action I wish to attain his mind, the intentions he has, then truly by these external actions I achieve adhesion to him. To him, it means in his attitude towards me, not in him himself, which is called his essence, but in his attitude towards creation, which is called the Creator. This is so because, in fact, there is no distance and cessation between the spirituals, even when they are in distinct bodies, but the mind in them cannot be distinguished, since what knife can cut the spiritual and leave it separated? Rather, the main difference between spirituals is in their qualities, praiseworthy or blameworthy, and the composition, since a mind that calculates astrology will not cling to the one that contemplates natural sciences. And there is great diversity even within the same teaching, for if one exceeds another in even one element, it separates the spirituals from one another. But when two sages contemplate the same teachings and bear the same measure of sagacity, they are in fact united for what separates them. Meaning that if we attain the actions of the Creator in creation, We are creations, though our will to receive. I actually investigate myself. I don't come out of myself. It only seems to us that there are many things in the world. The world is my inner state. My matter, which is arranged in a certain form now, in a certain manner, this is called my world. Within this matter, I discover different phenomena. This means that I see, I feel my world. Meaning my whole will to receive is the reality in which I exist. And I have only left but to completely open it and to see how is it arranged in parts and different parts and pieces and different forms of each and every part, the different relations existing between all the parts and the pieces, and to also see this dynamics and to learn how is it revealed before me, meaning how does the Creator teach me to see what He has done. And as a result, I come to know Him ever more. Because all in all, He is the one who does everything, He performs, and I reveal this and called the owner of the action. How? By revealing Him. He is the owner of the action upon me, but I'm the owner of the action in revealing Him. Meaning that we're working on the same substance, same reality, which is the will to receive. If I understand that the point in the heart that was given to us was given in order for me to be able to separate myself from this matter of the will to receive, that the spark given to me is truly a part of the Creator that helps me to come out of the will to receive, meaning to get out, come out of creation, and to observe it from the side, from the outside, to examine myself, to learn myself from the outside. Then I and the Creator are outside the will to receive, and I see what He made, what He did with the will to receive from the side, and then I can understand Him. As if both of us are above the matter of the will to receive, because He has given me this ability to be this way. According to the spark, according to the screen, and then I can understand all the actions He does and accordingly to become like Him. Meaning to understand that this point that we receive, the point in the heart, the Rishimon, it is a wonder. Accordingly, I can discern myself, separate myself, to really tear myself from this matter of the will to receive, and then to learn it, examine it from the outside, to criticize it. And then I observe it from the side, and I see what has the Creator created. The ability to see this is called faith above reason. The ability to learn this, it means to learn the acting mind, the mind of the one making all this, and just adhesion is not in the matter, but in the mind working within the matter to be adhered to Him. Accordingly, I develop my mind to be truly like His mind.
So both of us are above the will to receive, and I learn the actions of the Creator in the creation. As much as I can differentiate myself, to isolate myself from the will to receive, and to belong myself to that point, the point of observation over the will to bestow, to the screen. How do I learn the actions of the Creator? By repeating them. Like with babies. What does it mean to repeat them? I seemingly watch at what he's doing. That means that the higher is bringing down his achap, his legs, to the lower. Achap of Bina comes down to Zon, and he gives me an example what should be done. And then I repeat that example with his help. That's all true. But I try to repeat the same examples that he is showing me, exactly like how we teach babies. And by doing so, I acquire his mind, the fact that I'm making an action of zivug de aka'a. That means that I am repeating the actions of the Creator. He's showing me in my rosh, in my head, what needs to be done, how, which action, and the order of actions, what is the process. I receive everything from above. I have nothing. I cannot know what needs to be done. But I simply copy those things. I'm going through them. I'm reviewing them like a machine, because I don't have a mind before that. That means from your actions, we have known you. I'm repeating all these actions, and as a result of the action, I receive a mind. And we can see it in our world also. I come to a certain place, I'm learning. At first, I know nothing, and the wisdom of the light's even clearer. I know nothing. I repeat what is written. They tell me. I speak in certain slogans. I understand nothing of what is happening. But gradually, the vessels are being formed. So by reviewing the same actions, also little kids, as a result, they begin to understand the mind inside the action. As a result, they receive the mind. So are we in spiritual actions. What else can I add to it? Okay, please go ahead and ask. There's plenty to be said. Yes, Benzi. The Jerusalem group is asking, what does it mean to be merciful at work? This is one of the behaviors of the Creator, which I repeat and become like Him. So it's called merciful, rachum, one of the virtues which are revealed. Merciful God, etc. All these 13 corrections of Dikna. It's when the patsuf of the or the thought of creation, which is enrooted in Rosh of Arichanpin, it is what it presents to us, and this is what we learn. And our realization is when Zeranpin has to rise and clothe his actions over the same virtues of Arichanpin, that means that he reaches the end of correction to the equality of virtues, equality of form. And then it means that he understands and that he's in it and becomes like him. What does it mean to repeat the actions of the Creator at the time of concealment? So we are being taught that although you do not know and you do not understand, but you have no choice. You have to repeat those actions. That means to try and reach the love of friends, to bestow upon the others by disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, as Kabbalists tell you to do, to study as they have determined for you, meaning to do what the higher is telling you to do, and by doing so you will gain wisdom. That's it. It's the same in our world, the way we are learning a new profession, receive a new mind. What does a child does when he builds some things for thousands of times? Yes and no. From the actions, this is where he gains the mind. The desire awakens a greater desire until the deficiency becomes so big that it procreates the mind in order to attain what I want. So the mind, this is a possession, meaning that this is something I create. This is something I beget, procreate out of my own deficiency. There is what we want and there is what we have. I'm in a certain desire and I want to realize something, to be in something else. So the way, the path from one to the other, this is something I acquire by the mind. How can such thing be? If I want to come to the next state, let's say to put some cubes together, doesn't matter what, I really, really want to do it, very badly want to do it. I do numerous actions which give a formation, right formation to my desire. And the formation of the right desire extract the surrounding light. Even for little babies, this is the surrounding light which is working on the deficiency, only under concealment. And as a result, he gets his mind. So the light which clothes over the desire, that brings you the mind. And all of a sudden, the baby understands that this is what I have to do. And there's the opposite way as well. But all of a sudden, he is able to do it, and as a result, he learns from it. So it can be either way. We have to understand whether it's from above and below, or from below and above. It depends on the two awakenings that we have.
No.
Good job. When we have a congress, like we have coming up in Buffalo for a month,
שיש לנו קונגרס כמו זה שעומד להיות בבאפלו בחודש הקרוב.
Does this give us an opportunity to start acting like the creator?
האם זה נותן לנו הזדמנות להתחיל לפעול כמו הבורא?
גם עכשיו?
Even now. It's not precisely at a congress, but the fact that we gather together in practice, want to unite, to get to know one another, and not only be there through the screens of the learning center, to be connected with the teacher, rather to get to know one another and to be more and more connected, that is actually the practical realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah, without which man cannot attain spirituality. It is impossible that people who do not know one another, at least once, being together every once in a while, that they will be connected. We have to understand our world is not disconnected from spirituality. It has a reason. It was created in such a way and for the development of such a global communication. We were given the opportunity and obligation to get to know each other, although we are very far from one another, in order to come to the inner spiritual connection as a result. And although it seems that, how come? Why should I see the others and be impressed from them? You are still in such a degree that only in such a way you begin to be impressed from them, and therefore you have to be at such a forum or a congress. I have no choice. I feel myself obligated to fly, although all these flights, this is something I really hate. I have no interest in it. This is not an adventure for me. Just to fly. But I have no choice. If people want to get to know one another and it will advance them towards to spirituality, it's something I have to do. Although I would give it up gladly, but others needs to feel how important that thing is.
We've been hearing from a lot of students that, especially people in the learning center that are studying virtually, are scared to come alone because they study alone and they don't know other people that are studying. And what could you tell them to make them feel better about coming to the Congress?
אנחנו שומעים מהרבה אנשים שלומדים לבד בלרנינג סנטר בצורה וירטואלית שהם רגילים ללמוד לבד ולכן הם חוששים לבוא כי הם מרגישים קצת לבד והם מפחדים שירגישו גם שם לבד. מה אתה יכול לומר להם או לייעץ להם?
זה לא
doesn't matter. They feel alone, they will feel alone or not. They have to keep, if they want to advance their spirituality, what Kabbalists who already been through that path are telling them. And I guarantee that if a person can be there and he does not, and they arrange it from above that he can be there and he won't advance. He simply won't advance. There are no compromises here, Roger. Unless there are some who can't make it. We have some people like this in Latin America, people who really want to be there, but they cannot move from their place for they simply don't have the money to come out of their village, even take a bus or to take 20, 30 hours drive to be in a congress. We had plenty such people. So this is arranged from above, such special conditions for their advancement. But if they arrange from above that you can be at a congress, then you have no excuse to avoid it if you want to advance. Therefore, I'm telling you, and I know that there are thousands of people in the U.S. who are studying in our system, and more than thousands, and only a small percentage of them come to the Congress. And I understand the American nature, where everybody are individuals, and this is what is custom in the U.S. not to touch one another, not to come too close to one another. But here we have a different law. They have to be there if they want to advance. I'm simply telling them, don't come to me with complaints after a few years of study that you only remain with the study of the wisdom, but without any attainment, sensation, or spiritual revelation, which should be a result of the study. Yoav from the Kabbalah campus is asking, after I acquire the mind of the Creator, where is it in me, inside of you, inside your mind, which operates and activates you, like he explains in fourth and behind the fourth me? Where do I know who the Creator is? He dominates me, so what? Doesn't mean that I really know him. I know him according to his commands that I receive from him. And these commands, this is something I put on my substance. I hide the Creator from me, and I say, I want my substance, my ass, my horse to manage by myself like you would have managed it. And then I begin to manage it and keep learning from him what he would have liked to do. Stop, don't do it, I will do it myself. I will make such a form. I will make such an action. And this is how I learn from him how to manage my will to receive. That means to receive in order to bestow. And I am the one who manages, meaning what I receive from him is I get to know his mind, and according to his mind, I become like him. That is called the operating mind. This is what I acquire. And then I'm the one who's acting. Of course, by him, he provides the whole mind and the whole substance for me. He provides me with all the fuel I need. The three elements I need, the will to receive, I need the force of the light to manage my will to receive, and I need the operating mind in order to know how to manage. I need these three elements to receive from him. But I am the one who realizes them.
Yaakov from Germany is asking, to attain the acting mind of the Creator, is it a matter of realizing the Rishimo? This is called to realize the Rishimo, of course. Otherwise, how? How do I feel him? Is my substance, my actions, how do I feel it? By the Rishimo that awakens. The awakening Rishimo gives me the feeling of the connection, of reality, of everything. But now, where am I? I'm inside my Rishimo. It's like in a computer. You have electricity, you have memory, you have a certain implementation, realization on your screen. If you have it, you have it. If you don't, then you don't. Now the light doesn't activate the Rishimo. I don't exist. Who's the I? I is some kind of a form of light within the desire. That's me. The light exits. The desire remains empty. There is no I. This form doesn't exist. This form changes. It means I change. We do not understand the extent to which we are virtual, held, kept only by the power of the light within the general will to receive the Creator has created. How is it possible to identify what would he want me to do? If I observe myself from the side, I see only results. Ask to know. You've seen, you also have small children. The child comes with a demand, grabs you, drags you someplace, demands for you to show him, to do for him, to this, to that. He wants an example from you. He wants an action from you to do. After he sees, tries to do it himself. This is how we learn. This is how we get the mind. Not a matter of learning to know how to open, how to close, how to put one upon the other, but this is how nature teaches us to acquire a mind from the actions. You can't explain to a child any other way, even if you tell him, do it one way or another way. You're simply saying words. He doesn't hear the words. He sees that you're doing. He's learning the actions from you. Ask the Creator to give you these examples. And suddenly you'll discover that your life altogether are these examples, only that you did not pay attention, you did not refer to your life this way. Every moment he speaks to you, you do not pay attention that it comes from him. But every moment. Yes. When I look at the table, I could really see the mind of the carpenter who prepared it and also make the very same table. But still, on the inside, I could hate him, be distant from him. It brings me to no kind of connection with him. What happens in spirituality? What is there beyond this? In the action, you discover the essence of the action. This is what you reveal. Because here you ascribe to matter, something external. When you discover it within your will to receive upon yourself, you start discerning the will, the intention upon yourself. Why did he do it? The will to receive that comes to begin with this claim. What did you do? Why did you do? Therefore, you discover his attitude. And on the way to it, you have to undergo many discernments. Restrictions, not to determine according to your matter, to transcend the matter becomes, it starts to be divided into plenty of degrees of avyut. You have to ascend above everyone, and then on the final degree do you discover his true intention, love. This is what we learn on the ladder of degrees. Where are we? Now we have to advance. Hence, when one contemplates another's action and attains the mind of the sage who performed it, they have the same mind and power. Thus, now they're completely united, like a man who met his beloved friend on the street. He embraces him and kisses him, and for their utter unity, they cannot be separated. This is what we attain at the end of our development when you discover his intentions and his attitude, and not so that it is in my favor as it seems to us today. After all the blows he gave me, I got 5,000 golden coins, 10,000 golden coins. You remember from the introduction to tests, unfortunately, this is how these examples are in order for us to understand them. But the final action is in its preliminary thought. When I discover the result of what I have to come to, that it does not occur within my will to receive, and also that the will to bestow that I see, it's not that I as if understand it as happening in my favor, that good that you haven't given me a will to receive, but a will to bestow, thanks to which I'm unlimited, I exit, become similar to you. No. But as he says, who do I bring pleasure to? I reveal that he has given me the opportunity to bestow onto him. This is actually the conclusion of it all. These are things that are a bit outside of our framework, of course, but this is, if possible, to say so, the final intention, the final degree. This is what I discover, and this is what I am grateful for. There are not much words to it, so let's carry on. Hence the rule is that in the speaking, the mind and the best adjusted force between the Creator and His creatures. It is considered the medium, meaning He conferred a spark of that force, and through that spark, everything returns to Him. Like we said, that all in all, the will to receive is the matter. The matter. And this spark helps me come out from here and become me, be me, observe this matter just like the Creator, who has created this matter and manages it. This is actually my Savior, that by observing His work, the work of the Creator, accordingly, I return to that same work on this matter by the masach, the screen, the light that reforms. Accordingly, I acquire His mind. Purchasing the mind. Carry on. And it is written, in wisdom has thou made them all, meaning that he created the whole world with his wisdom. Hence, one who is rewarded with attaining the manners by which he had created the world and its conduct, and is adhered to the mind that performed them. Thus, he adheres to the Creator. Because the mind and the Creator are one and the same, because all in all, that which exists, what exists is the thought of creation. And it, like we learn in Istaklut Pnimit, Inner Reflection, Part 1, Introduction to Tess, in Tess, that it is the action, the performer of the action, the essence of the action, the reward. Everything exists in the thought of creation, and what is outside of it, or not outside of it, besides, it's within me, in order for me to understand all of this, what exists is me and the worlds and the degrees. All of this exists only within this thought of creation, which I exist and achieve, attain. Then through my attainment, this is how it divides, the coming down from here to Ensof, and from Ensof back here. I move nowhere, but only come to know more and more the thought of creation, which I am as a spark, and that's it. Yes. It's clear to us that from the actions we know the Creator. Now, there is this kind of a tendency to start and interpret all that happens in life. Why? Because it happens. This is a sign that I'm not supposed to do this, but a sign that I should do that. To start interpreting exactly how He works on me and why does He do it. With what mind do you do it? Like you said here, from His actions, come to know Him. I teach you His actions. You have to come to know His actions from within yourself. I can show you this. How to interpret His actions correctly? Ask. Ask. This, I don't know. each and every one. You have a connection to him, don't turn to me. I only give you the principles, general principles, of how to discover a connection to him. And in this connection, to discover everything, his thoughts, actions, examples, help, demand, realize, examine. This is you. There's your work here. I can't help you in this at all. In my sorrow, I can only look at how you try and succeed or not, and to regret that you don't really succeed. But that's it. Again to say, again to remind, also to the extent to which you are ready to hear it, not under pressure, not in exertion, sorry, not in coercion. The work is very personal, individual. It's a work that each one has to do. And if a person doesn't do this work himself, he has nothing to expect. And this work is in the three factors. The group, first of all, then the study in order to attract the light that reforms, that brings you the examples and the acting mind. Yes. Previously you said that the Creator speaks to you each and every moment. My question is, does he always tell me the same, or each time I have to try and interpret that each time he has a different intention? If you'll start to interpret, maybe you'll see that each time it's different. Start interpreting. Start trying to get to know. From all the states, incidents, all that you have, he wants for you to find the use in coming closer, ascending. Yes, Pasha. We say that the final goal is to achieve love, love for the Creator. And now we say that it is to attain his mind. So what's the meaning? Once we say, at times we say that we have to achieve the love of the Lord, and at times we say that we have to attain his mind. The love of the Lord is the action on his behalf and on my behalf. The mind of the Creator is what I achieve as essence. Essence as a state. Love is not a state, a condition, but it's an action, it's a means. Yes. Danny. The line of this lesson is to turn to him, to listen to what he tells me. All the lessons are so. Yes, but this week we talked a lot about it being a sort of a quality within myself that I try to reveal. It doesn't matter that I speak to myself. When I speak to myself this way, I talk to the Creator. I reveal him in my vessels. Otherwise, how I go into some field or forest and I yell, there are also those, of course. It's a quality within me. And then I yell out to this quality that is still not really in me, in my malchut, but in the first nine. I want it to control me.
Did we finish the article? So let's finish it. This is the meaning of the Torah being all the names of the Creator, which belong to the creatures. And by their merit, the creature attains the mind that affects everything, since the Creator was looking in the Torah when he created the world. And one achieves illumination through creation and forever cleaves to that mind. Thus, he is adhered to the Creator. Now we understand why the Creator has shown us his tools of craftsmanship. For do we need to create worlds? But from the above mentioned, we gather that the Creator has shown us his conduct so we may know how to adhere to him, which is cleaving onto his qualities. Yes, Asaf. I'm not sure that the allegory is precise, but it reminds me like there are these three-dimensional pictures where you first see an ordinary picture, it doesn't look like a picture, and then you're kind of losing your focus, and with the new focus you see a hidden picture. So I don't know if it's a good enough example, but in the same principle, how do we lose the focus and the image of this world and start having a new focus over a new world? We try to find the quality of bestowal instead of quality of reception. That means that you move from one focus into another, and all of a sudden you discover that in this world there is the clothing of the Holy Divinity, that all the actions, everything that happens here, everything that you see in a different light, you will see a completely different world. Nothing has changed changed except for your frequency in which you see a different world. So use infrared waves or something here and turn off this light. Then perhaps you will see other things. Use other frequencies, not infra, which you can see on, without this light. This is all matter. In Lord, your light we shall see light. If you will bring the light of bestowal, you will see all the actions and all the matter in the form of bestowal. And that is the focus. He's saying here, do we need to create worlds? No, you don't have to create worlds, but you have to repeat all these actions in order to attain his mind. Can I think about it as if I create worlds by even starting to relating to others, that all of a sudden there is something other than me? The others, they are a means. Then it is revealed that everything is one. But still, we relate to the others from the love of the others to the love of the Creator. So what I have to attain is his attitude to us, but not the preliminary act of creation, only how he relates to the creation. He gave me the ability to come to the love of the others, and through the love of the others, I learn how to love him. When I come to love him, I discover the adhesion with him and his mind.
No.
Misha from Moscow is asking, if everything is in me, how should I learn how to learn to observe myself? There's no one else to observe, because the world outside of us, this is something still, this is something mechanical. All the phenomena are in me. Where else? Spiritual phenomena, where do they happen? Where do they exist? Where can I see them? In the cinema, in the park, in a coffee shop? Where? Through TV, if it's not at channel 66, that is. Only inside of me can I see them. Of course, the entire creation is in me. So me, also through what we learn about the perception of reality, gather in me and inside of me, with the discernments in me, this is what I'm talking to. And the Creator is me, and the creature in me, and the world's in me, everything is in me. Only if I have to, if we're talking about essential existence, then I also refer to the inside of me and to the external picture which appear before me, and I also relate to it from the decision that I relate to it, to the necessity of my existence in such a corporeal level. That too is in me, but I know that in such a way I have to relate to it as if it is external to me. But it is clear to me that everything is inside of me. Only I don't search from that lowest picture which appeared to me this world where I now see you. I don't expect it to change in its essence. And the rest of my forms, I search, how can I change them? And when I relate to all of you and the whole world and to you, I also relate to you with the same decision, with the same decision that I have to relate to you in such a way in order to find the Creator, the active mind. And the right attitude to that degree will also determine how will I find the active mind. As we have learned in the letter, that before a person goes out to the market, he has to do this and this, and before he comes back, he should relate to the providence like this and like that. This is with respect to this world, and with respect to spirituality, I search for the active mind in a different way, in a way of equalization. But both here and there, there should be the approach for the revelation, the discovery of the active mind. Yes. The same choice, this is something that broke and you have to rebuild, or is it something that keeps strengthening the choice you have just talked about? The choice, the decision keeps changing and strengthening to the extent a person is advancing. Now, before we end, there are a few messages. Rav Zleitman lectures at Beit Kabbalah La'am are being held on Tuesdays today at 112 Jabotinsky Street, Petah Tikva, at 7 p.m. Admission is free. The whole world KLI is getting ready for the next degree. Two congresses around the world, 3 days of lessons with Rav Zleitman, culture evenings, meals, and unity of friends. The Congress of the World KLI in North America will be held between the 15th and 18th of October in Buffalo, USA. Details and registration at KabbalahCongress.org. And the Eurasia Congress in Turkey will be held between the 22nd and the 25th of October, Anatolia, Turkey. It is being produced by the study groups in Europe, inviting all the Kabbalah students from Europe, Asia, and Soviet Union to participate in the Congress. Details and registration at kab.info. Thank you and have a lovely day.
נשמות באות רק ממקום אחד כל הנשמות בעצם נשמה אחת כל האנשים היום כל כך מבולבלים מפחדים ובגדול הם מרגישים תקועים זהו כפר גלובלי הקשר וירטואלי כולם צריכים להתחבר, כולם צריכים להתאחד, זה רק שינוי מנטלי, גם אם ממש לא בא לי, אם טוב לי או רע לי, אם לא נפתח את הלב, נגלה רק כאב, אז בוא תהיה ריאלי. שכח מאחור את הזמן איש לא יכול לעצור מספיק לחשוב על איך אפשר כל יום רק לגנור כי עכשיו הזמן שלנו לאור זהו כפר גלובלי הקשר וירטואלי. כולם צריכים להתחבר, כולם צריכים להתאחד, זה רק שינוי מנטלי. גם אם ממש לא בא לי, יתרוב לי אורלי. אם לא נפתח את הלב, נגלה רק כאב, אז בוא תהיה ריאלי. זהו כבר גלובלי, הקשר וירטואלי. כולם צריכים להתחבר, כולם צריכים להתאחד, זה רק שינוי מנטלי.